This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, required features of dining table. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the required or the necessary features which are required while we sit at the dining table. We mentioned this before, and it is very emphasized, it is too much emphasized in Islam that what you eat, you need to look at what you eat, and it should be halal. You should have the knowledge of what you are eating. And if we can have the knowledge of what we eat, then obviously we will be very much cautious about the things. And the path which we have, obviously the path of perfection, in which the food which has direct effect on our body and on our soul, we can control it. And this control can happen with the first feature which is necessary to observe, and that is the knowledge that we should know about what we are eating. And if we look at different things that we use on daily basis, if we are ignoring it, if we do ignore the things, if we do ignore the ingredients, then obviously we are stuck with something which is forbidden. And this is not something which has been said by Islam. This is not something which has been recommended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to be very, very much careful about what we eat and what we use. Therefore, it is necessary that when we buy something, we need to look at the list of ingredients. When you cook something, you need to look at the ingredients or even the money from where you have bought this thing. And on top of that, if you visit a restaurant, it is necessary to do some investigation in order to be satisfying that this is a halal place to eat, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the required features or necessary features of the dining table, and we said that it is necessary to look at what you eat. By this, we mean that we should know that where the money is coming. Even it's not about the food itself, it's about the money as well. From the money from which this food has been bought, we need to take care of that as well. That we should know about the halal and haram. And if we even do not have the knowledge, the basic knowledge of the things that are halal to eat and the things that are haram to eat, then obviously we are amongst those who even cannot differentiate between halal and haram, who cannot have the knowledge of something being halal or haram. So even when we talk about the halal and haram, it means that we need to know about the halal and haram before, what are allowed and what are the forbidden things. For example, this thing has happened practically to me, that I was visiting one of my friends in London in Elephant and Castle. There was a station, there's a place in South London, Elephant and Castle. So I was visiting him and he had a store. So I went after my college to him to visit my friend. And after he placed me on his place, and he went for to bring something to eat for the lunch, and he went and he got two chicken burger from Greggs. Greggs is a store, obviously. Those who live in UK, they know the brand Greggs. So he brought two chicken burger from the Greggs, and I said to him, "Brother, this is not halal." He said, "Look, it is not a meat." I said, "What do you mean by meat? It is not halal because the chicken is not been slaughtered like through Islamic, we can say, rules. And it is chicken, it is meat." "No, no, brother, you don't know. It is not meat." And I said, "What do you mean by meat?" And he said, "Like the meat of the goat or cow or camel." I said, "No, brother. When it is said meat should be halal or the animal should be slaughtered through the Islamic way, chicken also has a meat. Why you're differentiating between chicken and meat?" So it was a kind of funny thing for me. And a kind of surprising thing for me, that this guy, my friend, does not know even the, you know, he's making difference between the chicken and the meat, right, the red meat. So basically it's a white meat. So meat is meat. So we need to know the basic rules of halal and haram in order to protect ourselves from being involved in eating something which is haram. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.